Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Now, this month, I have a new spring cleaning freebie for you. It's called 10 Quick Tips to Organize Your Google Drive, and you can grab it on the free stuff page of my blog using the link under the podcast description or by going straight to classtechtips.com/springcleaning. It includes 10 of my favorite quick tips for keeping your Google Drive organized. If you're not into Google, these tips can be customized for your Dropbox or Office 365 account too. This week's episode is titled, Three Reasons Educators Shouldn't Ignore TikTok. And it's been a long time coming. I have been a fan of TikTok for a while now, and no, you won't catch me posting videos with dance routines. I use this space to share lots of my favorite EdTech tips, and sometimes you might catch these videos on Instagram or Pinterest, where I cross-post my TikTok videos so they are in a few different places. Now, TikTok is full of useful information, from pasta recipes like the viral feta and tomato and penne trend you might have seen on your Facebook or in other places a few weeks ago, to how-to videos that show you how to do something. I'll be honest with you, there's been a few times where I've had to stop myself because a second time during that day or during that conversation with someone in my life, I'll say, oh, I just saw this on TikTok, or I learned how to do this on TikTok, and I feel like I'm 15 or in high school, and I don't want to mention TikTok too much, but there are so many great things that you can learn from this social media app. And in today's episode, we'll look at videos that fall somewhere in between the categories of new recipes to try out and step-by-step videos. TikTok videos made by educators and for educators are full of helpful information. Let's dive into three reasons you shouldn't ignore TikTok if you are a teacher or support teachers. Well, what exactly is TikTok? TikTok, spelled T-I-K-T-O-K, is a social app where you can make, watch, and share vertical videos that are 60 seconds or less, sometimes a lot less, like 15 or 20 seconds. You don't have to make TikTok videos to get value out of this app. Although I've made a handful of videos to post to TikTok, this episode is all about consuming or watching TikTok videos and why it might be worth it to spend a few minutes each day checking out content on this platform. Let's get into these three reasons I think TikTok might be worth your time. First up is learn on the go and quickly. The short videos on TikTok often pack a punch and all are much shorter than watching a series of YouTube videos. A YouTube clip is great for a true step-by-step guide when you want to learn something new. But what about all the things you don't know you don't know? I find that this is where TikTok comes in handy a lot for me. You might have heard the phrase that sometimes people use where they say, I was today years old when I found out about something, like something that seems like maybe it's common knowledge for everyone else, but it was today that you found out. One of my favorite examples, and this one I knew ahead of time, that, right, you can store staples underneath a stapler. Well, I saw a video where someone said, I was today years old when I found out that you could store all these staples underneath the stapler, right? If you peel back that rubbery stapler bottom, I know we don't use as much paper probably and staples as we might have in the past, but that's one of my favorite I was today years old type of TikTok examples. Well, this is a great space if you want to learn on the go and quickly and maybe gather some ideas of things that you just didn't even have any idea about. You can watch a few videos back to back and decide if there is something you'd like to dive into a little deeper. For example, you might see a video with a classroom tip that is interesting, but not exactly related to your everyday practice or your content area or what you teach. Then another video might pop up with a tip for, say, student responses, something that you never even considered, like using the discovery part of Flipgrid or a thing that you didn't know was an option. Now, this might lead you to favorite or bookmark the video and come back to it later, or drop everything you're doing and try out that new tip. Although TikTok videos are accessible on the web, most of my viewing takes place on the mobile app. Maybe I'm waiting for hot water to boil as I'm making tea in the morning and I watch a few clips while I wait. Or perhaps it's the end of the day and I take a quick look to check out new videos as I'm kind of winding down for the day. Now, the TikTok algorithm will suggest plenty of videos for you, but you can go to the discover part of the app and search for hashtags like hashtag teacher TikTok or hashtag Google Classroom to find tips. Similar to how you might already use Twitter, if you see another user using a hashtag that you like or that you think might be relevant, you can click on that hashtag. It links out and helps you find more related content. If you're using TikTok frequently, the app's algorithm will start to suggest content for you too. So if you like to learn on the go, quick TikTok videos are a great way to learn something new while you're on the move. Next up is our second tip or our second reason you might not want to ignore TikTok this year, and that is that it can help you find tips to save you time. So our first tip was more about learning on the go and figuring out something you didn't know that you didn't know. This tip is really about time-saving tips. TikTok is full of quick tips, and my favorite ones are the time-saving tips posted in this rapid-fire format. What do these look like? Well, time-saving tips on TikTok typically show you a quick fix or hack for a task you regularly do, something that's in your normal routine that you maybe didn't know you could speed up or have a workaround for. One of my favorite examples of tips to save you time comes from Mike Toffelson. His TikTok channel is full of micro tips where he shares quick ideas on how to save time using Microsoft tools. On the show notes to this episode, I'll include links to Mike's TikTok account. It's a great example of how to find quick tips. My sister is not an educator, but she works and uses Excel a lot. And a lot of Mike's tips, I shared this with him a few weeks ago when we were chatting. A lot of Mike's tips have to do with Microsoft tools like Excel. So I will sometimes forward these videos to my sister because I just assume that it's going to be something that will change her life or save her time because I'm always so impressed by the tips that he shares. There's other TikTok accounts I'll recommend to you as well. So if you click on the show notes for this episode, so wherever you're listening to the episode, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you should see a link that says show notes. If you click on that, you can do it while you're listening to the episode. It'll still play in the background. If you do that, you'll see some more TikTok accounts to follow too. Now, because TikTok is a short video format, the tips you find on this app often fall into that time-saving category because they're short videos and these are quick tips. So from keyboard shortcuts that make it easier to work within a slide deck or document, to tips on how to save time when setting up an assignment in Teams or Schoology, TikTok is full of time-saving tips. Now, TikTok videos are very shareable, so even if you have colleagues who are not a fan of this app or may be a little like, I don't know, you have a few options to share a time-saving tip you found on TikTok with a colleague. There is the option to share the video as a link or to download the video and save it to your device. So if you've got a colleague who's a little bit skeptical about TikTok, sharing the video file might be the best option. You can download it, save it to your camera roll, and then send it to them just like you would send them any type of picture or video in a text message. Or, of course, you could attach it to an email if that feels better. If you do decide to share the video on another social media platform you use, like, say, Twitter or Facebook, then sharing the link is probably the best option. Now, the last tip, or the last of the three reasons educators shouldn't ignore TikTok, is that you can get inspiration for student projects. Now, for this last tip on the list, I am not advocating that you bring TikTok directly into your classroom or have kids download TikTok app on their devices. Nope, not at all. What I am encouraging is for you to think about how TikTok might inspire student projects. So instead, a reason you should consider exploring this platform might include a commitment to using these types of videos for inspiration for student creations. Creating a short video might seem easy, but it takes a lot of planning to communicate an idea, especially a big idea, in 60 seconds or less. So you might use a video tool like Apple Clips, Premiere Rush, Spark Video, or others, there's lots of them, to have students create short videos. These videos might include topics like a series on lab safety, where students each make a short video with a different tip and then share them with their classmates. Or you might have students give a concise recap of a current events article or share an argument from a persuasive essay in video format. The possibilities are endless if you think of this style of videos as being open-ended and really ready to go in any direction. So the last tip of the three on the list is to get inspiration for student projects. So you might decide that your reason that you'll pay a little bit more attention to TikTok, or that you think TikTok might be worth your time, is either the time-saving tips, learning on the go, or finding inspiration for student creations. So whether I've convinced you to take a look at TikTok for the first time or simply revisit it with a new lens, I hope you found this episode helpful. Let's finish up, like we always do, by making this EdTech easy. First, think of TikTok as a place where you can go to learn on the go. Next, use hashtags like #TeachYourTikTok to find quick tips. Then, brainstorm some ideas on how short videos could be used for student creations. Finally, share something you've learned on TikTok with a colleague, or maybe even make your own TikTok video. Head over to the show notes for this episode to find links to some of the accounts and resources I mentioned in this episode and plenty of extras. Just click on the link wherever you're watching, or I should say listening to this podcast, whether it's on Google Podcasts or Spotify, or go to classtechtips.com/podcast. This is episode 106 already, and you can find all of the information attached to that post. A quick reminder, this month I have a new spring cleaning freebie for you. It's called 10 Quick Tips to Organize Your Google Drive, and you can grab it on the free stuff page of my blog using the link under the podcast description or by going straight to classtechtips.com/springcleaning. It includes 10 of my favorite quick tips, ones I really use myself, for keeping your Google Drive organized. And if you're not into Google, these tips are ones you can customize for your Dropbox, Office 365 account, you name it. Now, I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, scroll down wherever you're listening and leave a review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you found this episode. Or tell a friend about the podcast. Post a link to this episode with something you learned or something you thought of on your favorite social media. And remember to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Just scroll to the bottom of the page, tap on Write a Review button, and leave a sentence on why you like the podcast. Thank you so much in advance for taking those quick extra steps. It means the world to me.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.